Welcome back to Suburban Black Girl episode 46. Cheers. I'm having a little Merlot.
I'm having a little Chardonnay.
Yeah. I was not going to drink today because I was gone for 2 weeks drinking rum punch every day on an island. And I was going to detox, but I feel like the compromise is wine. It's a good compromise. We haven't had wine yet. 46 episodes, and this is our first time having wine.
I know. Like, I was telling you, I was like, I don't even remember the last time I really drank wine.
Meanwhile, I feel like wine is way more fitting for this setting.
It really is. It really is. It's like, no, we're like straight to the cocktails. Give us the tequila, the vodka, the Henny, all that.
Right. Meanwhile, wine's better for a nice wine down, no pun intended, on your couch. So maybe we'll do this more often. Or with some pink rosé, you know, to match.
Yes. I actually love a rosé. We should definitely do that next time. That would be super cute.
And also manifesting a rosé deal in the future.
Yes. Let's clap to that.
Cheers
to
that.
We're very, like, deserving of that. That's so fitting for us. Come on now. Like, well, I hope you guys liked our other series. We're going to be starting a new series. It's just something that came to mind. I'm like, okay, like, hitting over 30 now. Something that you hear often just about 30s is all the things that we go through as women, the thoughts from, you know, marriage to kids to career, friendships. There's so many changes that happen. And so this series we're going to do now is called The Dilemma of a Woman in Her 30s. So we'll break it down into four parts. And the first episode is called The Clock and the Choice. We're going to be talking about love, marriage, motherhood, and the pressure of time.
What kind of time? Biological time?
Mm-hmm.
Biological clocks.
Biological clock. Mm-hmm.
Period. Let's do it.
Just opening up with, society pushes women in their 30s towards marriage and children, but what if that's not what your path looks like? So my first question to you is, do you feel societal pressure to get married or have kids by a certain age?
Not at all.
That's a great answer.
Maybe if you would have asked me a few years ago. Yes. I don't even know if it would have been societal pressure or just a desire on my part, which maybe inadvertently or subconsciously was societal pressure, right? Because I think it's literally shoved down our throats from the time that we're children. Like, it's in the Disney movies. You find Prince Charming, you get married, you know, or just any of the traditional movies. You meet your Prince Charming. You buy a nice house with a white picket fence and then you get married and have babies and it's like the happily ever after of the movie. And I feel like it's genuinely like shoved down our throats from a young age. And I do think society puts pressure on you as you get older as a woman if you're not married. And I think it's everybody's favorite way to insult, you know, a woman that's in her late 20s or in her 30s is, oh, you don't have a ring on your finger? Oh, you don't have any kids. But then also having kids is a reason to insult somebody if they're not married, whatever. But I feel like something started to shift with me maybe like a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, right before I turned 30, where I all of a sudden felt like, whoa, I'm just now starting to live my life.
Yeah.
Like I just now, I have a good job. I make good money where I can go on trips, where I can live my life. I also have a remote job where I can work from anywhere. And I just had this. And honestly, I feel like you were with me in LA the day that this was happening. When I was talking about, I was like, do I really want to renew my lease here? Or do I just want to be a nomad? Whatever.
Yeah. I was there with you that day. I was like, wow.
And I feel like that's when my wheels just started spinning of like, honestly, I would have been fine, like, if I was just ended up being the rich auntie that was always on the go and traveling and whatever. And, yeah, I definitely at that point, I didn't put any pressure on myself. I didn't feel any societal pressure. And I think now I've changed a little bit from there to I more have a if it happens, it happens mindset where I would be happy to be the rich auntie, but I would also be happy to have a family of my own. But I also would be happy to be married to somebody and maybe we decide we want to gallivant around the world together and we don't have children, you know? So, and luckily my boyfriend is on the same page about that. I think we both have a desire to have a family of our own, but we both would be happy just like literally being each other's best friends and partners in life and traveling and drinking and eating and having fun. So that's more, I'm just in a, if it's for me, then it will be for me.
Yeah.
Type mindset is what I have now. And I just talked for a really long time, so I'm done.
Cut it out. Yeah. I mean, I think everything you said is true and it's real. I used to definitely feel the pressure, especially when I was closer to like 25, right? Because I expected to be married and have children around 25. But for me, I honestly stopped getting worried about when that time was coming, probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, because I started to realize I feel like I wasn't finding my person. But then also I felt like I was finally loving my life because of being able to make enough at work and finally being able to do things that I've always wanted to do and buy things I've always wanted to buy. It's like my life just honestly started to begin. And, you know, having friends that have children, young children, you see that things are a little different. And honestly, now I definitely want a family and I want marriage, but also work is the hardest it's ever been. Doing my side things is the hardest it's ever been. So it's like it's trying to balance so much right now to where I've literally been thinking lately, like, how am I going to balance having children in the midst of everything I currently have going on? And I hear it's like, when it comes, you'll figure it out and make the room and the space for it. But me mentally right now thinking about it, I'm like, how? So I definitely am just trying to live out my wildest dreams and achieve certain things. And then, I want to like settle down and have the kids. But, you know, right now I'm still kind of focused on like what makes Ashlyn happy and what do I truly want? Because it is a huge sacrifice being, you know, having children and, you know, having a husband and things of that nature. So I do want that. And, you know, I've recently gotten a relationship. And so the conversation is coming and the timeline, I'm like, ooh, I ain't got much time left just with me. You know what I mean? And so I will say, like, I'm getting nervous thinking of like things can change very quick and quicker than I thought, because it's like one day you're single living your best life and then you meet a man and it's like, okay, girl, just, you know, living in the moment.
I definitely agree on the feeling like I just started living piece. And I think, you know, for me, I was raised by a single mother. So I obviously had a front seat to how much she kind of put her life on pause and like sacrificed for me. And I'm not naive to that. And that's what is required of you as a parent.
Yeah.
And I think, self-aware enough in this moment to know that like, that's what it takes, but I'm not willing to do that right now.
Yeah.
I'm just not. And yeah. And I think more people, I don't want to say more people should be like that, but I think a lot of times people look at getting married or having children as a checkbox because you're at a certain age.
Yeah.
And not for like the severity of what it is. You're responsible for another human being and you have to make certain sacrifices. And I feel like sometimes people bring children into this world and they're not willing to do that. Not everyone's going to be ready, but then you have to get ready. And yeah, I think that's, I see it for what it is. And I don't even want to call it in a selfish place in my life right now, because I hate that stigma.
No, right.
Where people with children call people that don't want children at all selfish. I feel like I see that all the time, and that really bothers me, because I feel like people that don't want children fully understand the severity of, you know, and the importance of being a parent, and they don't take it lightly, and they're self-aware enough to say, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And kudos to those people for not bringing a child into this world that then is going to grow up with all the trauma of being raised by a parent that doesn't want them.
Exactly.
Or, you know, that's so unhappy. And so I don't understand why so many people say people that don't want children are selfish, because to me that's actually the opposite. Yeah, I don't know. The societal pressure, I don't understand. And I feel like you see it online. It's the people that have children sometimes that love to shun people that don't want them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's because it's like, how dare you not want to join in on my struggle?
Right. No, really, it's on some misery loves company. Yes. Like, come to the dark side. It's like,
yeah.
As women, we need to ask these men, do you want to be a father? Because some men want kids, but not every man is a father. And I'm sorry, but it's the truth. And you see a difference in some men where it's like they actually want to be extremely hands-on, do the bedtime routine, maybe cook for the child, take him to school. Like, those are questions that you need to ask the man before you decide to have a child with him. And that's something that I definitely am big on, because I think some women think that way because they're really the ones raising the child, cooking, cleaning, taking them to school, doing the homework, all that. And the man's just maybe just providing or doing the small bare minimum. But for me, like, we got to go halfies on the kids. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, like,
do you want to be an active parent?
Yeah.
Do you just want children?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's definitely where I'm at with that. I'm like, there's no way I'm doing it just, oh yeah, you help me create these children. Like, no. But also, like, I do think there's a shift in the way women are talking now about marriage and kids. Maybe it's just my friend group, but I think, you know, a lot of us are like, I'm ready when I'm ready. Like, I'm not no longer waiting for this time clock or, oh my gosh, I'm past due. I think a lot of us are just really living our best lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll come when we're ready for it to come, or, you know, when it's time.
I agree.
What's the biggest misconception about single women in their 30s?
That they don't have value because they're not married with children. Or, you know what? No. The biggest misconception is that women that are single and in their 30s are just, like, miserable. I feel like people think, well, men, I don't know, think that, like, women in their 30s are just, like, actually, not even women in their 30s. Women, period, are just, you know, sitting around home depressed because they're single. Meanwhile, a lot of people feel at peace. They're living their lives. They're having girls' nights. They're going on girls' trips. They're going on solo trips. I see more and more people doing. I feel like the biggest misconception is that people are just like, woe is me. The clock strikes 30 and I'm, you know, just miserable waiting for my husband. And I feel like that's not the case at all right now for most people.
Yeah. I definitely, there's a lot of negativity when you're thinking of a woman in her 30s when it comes to, like, what society thinks. And I definitely think it's tied to your, quote unquote, your worth. But that's mm-hmm. really, it's generally not the case. It's like, actually, I just have self-worth.
Oh, the biggest one is that as a woman gets older and her biological clock is ticking, she loses value. I have actually heard someone say that they agree that a woman who has a child already is less valuable, less dateable.
And to be honest, it looks like the girls with kids are getting men quicker than the women without kids. Like, I don't, they low-key winning right now.
Good for them, honestly. They deserve it.
Yeah, because I feel like there's always this negative stigma, like, around no one's going to want you, right, if you have a child. But I'm starting to see so many men even step up as active fathers. I'm like, wow. But I think that's beautiful when, you know, a man is willing to step up and love you and a child that's not his.
Mm-hmm.
So
as long as if he has other children, he's taking care of them. Because I hate to see that.
Yeah.
When somebody's taking care of somebody else's child and not their own.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
That's kind of serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's a... Okay, damn, Blake.
What?
No, because you're right. Like, we could go on a tangent about that. I was like, girl, what about the kids? When you talk to a man and they say they have two kids, but they really got four.
Right.
How do you respond to family who bring up marriage and kids to you?
I don't think I've gotten that question one time, to be honest.
Even when you were single, like, no one in your family's been like,
no.
What's going on in your dating life? Like,
when I was single, I just get the, husband? No. When I was single, I just got the, how are you single? That's the only reaction I get, not the, like, pressure to have marriage or children, mm-hmm. not for my family, but probably because there's enough kids.
I think the older I get, my parents definitely would ask me more often, like, what's going on in your dating life? Like, hey, just checking in. I did start to see some fear in them where it's like, okay, you're getting older, you don't really have anyone. And it's not saying that they didn't think I was capable of dating someone. I think it's just like they know I want marriage and children. And here I am getting older and still not having anyone, right? But I just had to explain to them, it's not that I don't have men that don't want me. It's just these are not relationships or situations that I need to be in. Or even if I talk to a guy and he did something, it's like, even though it was going good, they did something and we're just not compatible, you know? But
yeah, no. My mom has always been like, I'm not ready.
Really?
Yeah, you know, because she just started living her life.
Yeah.
Once I'm coming up on 10 years ago that I graduated college. But I feel like she didn't start, like, really living her life till I graduated college. Plus, yeah, she just also feels like she's too young to be a grandma.
So, she's like, I'm still outside. I'm still got things to do.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I think if it happened, she wouldn't be upset.
Of course not. Know?
The baby would just be decked out in God knows what. But, yeah, no, I've never gotten that. Sure, quite the opposite, actually.
Oh my gosh. But honestly, now like when I really think about it, it's really my dad more than my mom, because as my mom, as a woman, I'm pretty sure she's like, girl, live your life, because I know how it is having a kid and a husband.
Mm-mm. And to be honest, that could fully be it also for my mom, like,
yeah,
because my mom had me at 23. Mm. So granted, I'm 31, but listen, this is not, and this actually is a valid point. This is not the 90s.
Right.
Life is significantly more expensive, and in this economy.
That's what I keep thinking. Like, I don't want to keep saying that answer or response to everything, but it's the economy. Like, it makes it a lot harder to just settle down, buy a house, raise a family. We really have to think a lot harder now. Mm-hmm. Like, where do we want to live? Where do we want to just start our, like, building our roots and just laying our foundation? Where's our village? Like, there's a lot of things that go into it now. No, it's so much bigger than just, let's start a family.
Yeah, no. Wishful thinking.
Yeah. Do you think motherhood should define womanhood?
No, because, you know, if we're talking about motherhood from, like, a nurturing perspective or whatever, like, I think you can nurture as an aunt, as a friend, exactly, as a cousin, as a mentor to somebody that's not even in your family, as a godmother. So, no.
Yeah. As women, we are natural nurturers. We, regardless if we've had a child or not, you know, we have those relationships in our life that we are a nurturer to those. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree with that. Especially as a Black woman, we're natural nurturers. So we be nurturing at work, child.
But also, what does womanhood mean? And what does it mean today versus maybe what it meant 50 years ago? You know? What is the definition of womanhood?
Let's look it up. So according to dictionary.com, the definition of womanhood is the state or condition of being a woman. The qualities to be natural to or characteristic of a woman, women considered collectively.
What is the definition of a woman?
An adult female human being, a female member of a workforce, team, etc. A female person associated with a particular place, activity, or occupation.
Yeah, because when I think about womanhood, I'm like, can that not be girlhood? Can that not be building community of women? You know, you don't necessarily have to be a mother for that. And I feel like I got into this debate with someone when talking about having kids, and it was like, it's in the Bible. You're supposed to procreate. It's your job as a woman to have children. And I'm like, it's your purpose on this earth. And I don't like want to go down that rabbit hole right now or even offend anyone from a religious perspective and what's in the Bible and what's not. But I just also feel like if it was a woman's purpose to have children, why would there ever be women that are incapable of having children? That's if that was our sole purpose, like anyways, in my debate in that conversation was just that we have purpose outside of procreating.
Come on.
Both men and women. And it's like, at the end of the day, not everybody is going to find the love of their life and get married. Not everybody is going to have children. We all have a purpose on this earth, and some of us are not going to do those things. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess to like chop up a woman's purpose to just bearing children to me is an interesting concept.
Yeah. Because I think of back in the day, I do strongly believe that society pushed women to think like, in order to be a woman, you must have children. You must take care of a household. You must raise the kids, cook and clean, and just do what a man says. But now I believe that women were defeating the odds, and we are actually choosing whether or not we want to be mothers, whether we want to be married. But back then it was kind of like, that's what a woman's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like back in the day, it seemed as though, and I'm saying this based on like what I know, it's kind of scary how our grandparents and great-grandparents were kind of, marriage was kind of forced upon them. Some of them, it was like their father said, you gonna marry this man. I found him for you. Mm-hmm. That's how my family is based on, you know, previous generations. Like that's how it was. It's like, this is the man you're gonna marry. So you think about that. It's just, yeah. If we go back in time.
Yeah.
Like marriage was kind of forced. Think about it.
Yeah. I just feel like you can, when it comes to womanhood, to go back to the question, I just feel like you can have purpose outside of being a mother. If you're building a community, or if you're giving back to your community, if you're impacting thousands of lives positively, but you don't have any children, you mean to tell me you're not living a purposeful life?
Right.
I can't see how that's true, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because it's like, why, if a woman is over 30 and she's single and she's not married and she doesn't have kids, it's a red flag. But when it comes to a man, it's kind of like they're patted on the back for not having a child, you know, by 30 if they don't have one already, et cetera. It's just weird how it's just different depending on the gender.
Well, but it's also the flip too, because it's like men that are married with children are viewed as more responsible. Especially like, you know, in corporate America, and it looks good. But in corporate America, if you have a child, I feel like there's a negative stigma, you know, around it. Because they know that you're going to be the one that has to race out at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
To go pick up the kids and bring them to soccer practice. Whereas, and that's why they say married men thrive and live longer and married women don't. Mm-hmm. Because they have more free time. And the married men are the one that can stay late at the work happy hours and so on and so forth and continue to thrive in their careers. And, you know, they're looked at as more responsible having a wife and kids. Meanwhile, it's probably might be harder for some married women to excel in their careers.
I'm getting a little tipsy. I don't fucking drink wine. It's childish. Because I'm getting so late. Like, good God. Okay. How do you separate your desires from what society wants for you?
Is that hard?
For some people, it could be hard. But I think we're both.
What do you think society wants for you?
Marriage, kids, before 30.
Do you think society wants that for you as a Black woman?
Oh. And they just want me to be a single mother.
Certain parts of society, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think they want to see thriving Black families, but traditionally as a woman, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking more as a woman, but yeah, as a Black woman.
Do they really want to see us unhealthy? I don't think society deems us worthy of that.
Right.
Sometimes.
No, definitely they want us to fit the stereotype.
Right.
And continue to push that narrative.
And I guess that's what I think of. And so,
I should have asked that question.
Yeah. Because when I guess that's how, I guess maybe I go into a little bit more of a negative place. Because
I was like, woo, I definitely answered that question in my head different. But when you put it like that, you have me thinking, retracing my steps.
Yeah. Because when I think about it, I'm like, I don't feel like society wants to see a Black woman like thrive in her career. I don't think they want to see, you know, healthy, happy Black families. I don't think they want to see Black women, you know, being homeowners or even, you know, thriving Black communities. A week and a half ago, which to me, I feel like this documentary honestly needs a trigger warning because it didn't even make me mad. It actually, like, I felt rage watching this, but also so much sadness. The Hurricane Katrina documentary that just got that on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I was livid watching that.
Yeah.
And just how we are literally set up to fail. how all of the predominantly Black neighborhoods and communities were in the neighborhood that was most likely to flood. They couldn't afford to evacuate, and nobody cared to help them for days on end. And it's just like, we're literally set up to fail.
Yeah.
You gave the land to all of the white people in the areas that are not going to flood. When people say, stop making everything about race, like, that is about race. Like, we are literally set up to fail. That watching that documentary was very triggering. I'm not going to lie.
I couldn't finish it.
Yeah. It was honestly just horrifying because that was 2005. I was only in fifth grade and I didn't even live in Houston at the time. Obviously, I feel like people here are probably more familiar with it because there were so many evacuees that moved to Houston. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Houston is a huge hurricane, you know, zone anyways. But I did not fully understand what those people endured until I watched that documentary. And anyway, that thought just crossed my mind because when you say what society wants for me, and I think about what society wants for me as a Black woman, like that documentary came to mind. It's just, they want us to fail. We are literally set up for failure. And to see what those people went through was just horrifying and very triggering to watch. And it just, seeing the photos of George Bush just flying over Louisiana, not stopping, not visiting New Orleans, just flying over, was just infuriating. Yeah. And I think it was extra triggering because nothing has changed. Now we have this man as president and he's trying to censor people and all types of other stuff. And so it was just it would have been triggering to watch regardless, but it was triggering to watch, especially because of the state of the country now.
Yeah.
Did you watch all the first part? Just the first part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I would say the first and the second part were the most triggering, for sure.
Honestly, I didn't realize how bad it was until I watched that documentary. It's kind of like you don't know until you really see it.
It was...
And we were so young at the time.
It was inhumane conditions that they were in. And, yeah, just to see our people and people that look like us treated like literal animals, and they got the National Guard out there with guns because people were looting, but they were looting because they had no food or clean water.
What did you expect?
And again, it was just crazy that it was 2005 and you have the headlines of white people looting where it's like, oh, they're doing what they need to do to survive. But then the Black people looting, it's all these criminals. New Orleans is dangerous. Like, it was just so infuriating to watch. I just could not. But anyway, that's what society wants for us. And so what was the original question? How do I separate what society wants for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, fuck that. That's how I separate it.
And that's that on that.
Yeah.
As a woman, do you think that you can be fulfilled without having children?
We know my answer to that question. I'd love to know your answer.
I really want kids. I would definitely say that I really genuinely do want children, and I've always wanted kids. But I, at the end of the day, I want what God wants for me and whatever my path may be. Even though I would say it would be very fulfilling to have kids, you know, you never know what can happen. So I just want whatever God wants for me because I don't ever want to get in the space of, I know people that have gone through IVF or had issues having children. And it's like, I don't want to put all my eggs in the basket of like, I have to be a mother. I want kids so bad. And it just doesn't work out. So that's why I'm saying I just want what God wants for me. And that's where I'm at with that. I don't want to put the pressure on myself like, yes, you're going to be a mother. Yes, you're going to be a wife. It's like, I just want what God wants for me because putting all that pressure on myself is a lot.
Yep.
It's enough pressure on me already. But absolutely, I would love to be married. I would love to have children. So,
and I think that's in life. I've taken that approach is I only want what God wants for me. And it's made it a lot easier to like relinquish control.
Yes.
And to, I mean, let go and let God. But like, yeah. I say that joking, but not joking. Like, you know, if you apply for a job and it doesn't work out, it's just, I only want what God wants for me. And God clearly didn't want that job for me.
Hello?
Or if that relationship didn't work out, that's not what God wanted for me. And it sounds cliche, but, or, you know, I think for some people it could maybe even sound like a cop out, but it's more, I've more so been able to embrace it because everything I've wanted, thank God it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. You know, so now it's so much easier to embrace. I only want, if God did not want this for me, because everything that he has wanted for me has been significantly better than what I wanted for myself.
Right.
So.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I've just started to embrace that.
Yeah, no. And to your point, when you force the things that you think that you want and you forcefully get it, you see the consequence for those things. Oh,
yeah. You suffer.
Yeah, you will suffer. That's why I'm like, I want whatever God wants for me. You know, when I've learned to take the passenger seat in my journey in this life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where I stand with that.
I agree. Because when you try to take control.
I've learned the hard way enough.
Who hasn't?
I'm good. Literally. What you think about that? You like that for me?
No, seriously.
What do you wish people would stop assuming about single women?
Women that are single by choice. Because I feel like society is so male-centered. I feel like they expect every woman to be male-centered. Mm. And I feel like people get flabbergasted when a woman is literally just single by choice. And they assume, like, you know, I feel like the assumption is that she's miserable. When in reality, there's a lot of people that are single by choice because they're choosing peace. And I wish people would stop assuming that everybody that's single is miserable. Because they're not.
I just want society to stop tying a woman's worth to marriage and children.
Agreed.
I think there's, you know, we definitely have seen some change, but there are certain people you'll come across that still feel that way and turn their nose up at you because it's like, And if those of us women are still single or not married or don't have children after the age of 30, a lot of it is by choice now. It's not this, I can't get a man, I can't have a child, I can't be in a relationship. It's just maybe we have self-worth. Maybe we've been through enough to where we're like, I'll wait until I find the right one.
Most people that our age that don't have a child could have had one by now.
Right.
But it's not about that. It's about having a child with the right person.
Yeah.
And honestly, some people could have even been married. I feel like I could have been married.
Definitely agree. I've
been in a loveless, disloyal marriage with a child, which is a lot of people's reality.
No, for sure. For sure. I think a lot of us do come from mothers that had us at a younger age. We're aware of what that struggle looks like. Mm-hmm. If I have a choice to find a way to do things my way, I'm going to find a way to do that. We have more choices now in this generation. We definitely have more of a choice, which is a beautiful thing.
Well, and I think that's why they're trying to take our choices away.
Yeah.
You know, I saw someone say the other day, the reason why they're coming after Black people and maybe even women, it's like they had 100+ year head start. Because, you know, women got rights to vote later. Mm-hmm. They got to have their own bank accounts later. Black people, like, Ruby Bridges is still alive, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's only taken us 50-ish years for a lot of us to start catching up and be in the same neighborhoods and be in the same places and drive the same cars, whatever. And they don't like that. It's like, y'all had 100+ year head start and we're already catching up. And that's why they're trying to put restrictions and take rights away, because it's like y'all had 100-year head start and we're already catching up.
Have you ever felt guilty for not being there yet?
Where's there?
Like, your rebuttal to my questions is so funny sometimes. There, as in marriage, kids, the white picket fence,
guilty?
The perfect life.
Guilty?
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever felt guilty for being married yet? No. Have I ever felt guilty for not having kids yet? No. Have I ever felt guilty for maybe, like, I don't know, sometimes maybe like not being further along in my career? Or guilty? No. No. For those traditional things? No. Because, I don't know, it's funny because, like, even people that I went to college with, right? Like, I played basketball, so it's like I had white teammates, Black teammates. All of my Black teammates are single, unmarried. All of my white teammates are married and or have children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every once in a while I'll get comments where it's like, you know, because we'll like do the happy birthdays or whatever.
Yeah.
Random once a year chats.
Of course.
And, you know, I've gotten comments where it's like, I love seeing you live your best life. And this is coming from a woman that's already, not to say she's miserable, like I'm sure she's happy, whatever. But that to me is, yeah, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's crazy that you say that because I just had a friend reach out to me that I went to middle school with. Mm-hmm. And with my 30th birthday, I haven't talked to her in God knows how long. And so she sent me the sweetest message, and it was something along those lines is, I just love watching you live your best life, and you know, you're so this and you're so that, and I hope we can catch up one day. Mind you, this is a woman that is not Black, has been married and had a child years ago. Mm-hmm. And I could tell it's as though she's, I don't want to say she's living through me, but clearly she's like, wow. Like, I wish I could do that, in a sense, like the way the message was written. And it just made me think twice of, that's why I love the life that I live. Because for me, I want, at the end of my life, I want to look back and say, I got to do everything I wanted to do. And that's why I'm like so big on living my life, that once I do start to quote unquote settle down and be like, you know, maybe not live a fast paced life, I just want to look back and have no regrets and say, I did it all. Mm-hmm. Because that's one thing that an older person will tell you is, do it all. You know what I mean? And live life. And that's really important to me. Especially when I speak with my grandmother now, like, she just always commends me of that. You know, like, so proud of you. Like, keep living your life unapologetically being yourself. Mm-hmm. I live my life for my mother and my grandmother, because although of course I know they love their life, I'm sure and I know that they wish they could have lived their life longer by themselves, especially as a woman. Because when I talk to like my mother and my grandmother, they never lived without a man. They went from their mother and father's home to their husband's home.
You know what? And mm-hmm. one of my friends who is our age, she honestly said the same thing about, and you know, she's happily married with two children. She's gonna be 31, but she has said the same thing, given the same advice, like take advantage of living by yourself. And yeah. like, I think a lot of times people take for granted, like living alone and decorating your apartment, how you want to decorate it. And like, those are things that people genuinely never get to experience for many reasons. Like, some people can never afford to live on their own, but like some people, as you said, went from living in their parents' house to moving out, getting married, being with a man, having kids. And it's like, I think it's that, but I also think the way we live our lives, I think especially like these people that reach out to us, I think they honestly never even considered living their life this way.
Yeah.
Because the way we talk about how as Black women, we were never taught how to date and so on and so forth. And it's like white women are taught, you know, what to expect, and, you know, they need to get married and they're expecting marriage and for a man to provide and move into a home. I think sometimes for some people, it never crosses their mind to want to live alone on their own or do things on their own or travel and whatever. It's like I said from the very beginning, I feel like some people are just trained like college, engagement, marriage, buy the house, children.
Yeah.
And the way we are living our lives, traveling, doing things, starting a podcast, like I think it literally just does not cross some people's mind.
That you are capable and able to do it if you just put one foot in front of the other. Absolutely.
Yeah. But also just even as an idea.
Yeah.
I think so many people think that do is what they're supposed to do. And then when they see you and watch you online doing something different, it's like they're in awe because it wasn't even a thought in their mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, definitely. I think for me at the end of the day, I just want to make sure that I can still live my life the way I'm living it, but be married and have the child, which is why I want to get to a certain level, you know, in my career and, you know, the amount of money that I'm bringing in. That way, when I'm married and have children, life, quote unquote, doesn't stop. Like, if anything, I want to take it up another level once I have the children and I'm married and all that. So for me, like, I don't want a shift in my lifestyle, a shift in my what I can do or can't do. I want to be able to do everything I want if I want to do that.
That's exactly why I said I'm not ready yet. Yeah. Because I'm not willing to sacrifice anything right now.
Yeah.
If it means I have to not get my hair done or start doing my own hair or start doing my own nails or not shop or not go out to eat or not go on a trip because I have to budget to take care of this little human, I'm not ready to do that right now.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm trying to do everything I do now. Once the kid comes, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, and you that's have crazy. The extra money.
Hello.
Yeah, in a perfect world.
In a perfect world, right? There will be some sacrifice, but I never want to have to, like, sacrifice on the things that I like.
Yeah, I don't want to suffer.
Yeah.
I'll call a spade a spade.
I'm finding that way. And not that I'll find that balance.
Yeah, not having to do my own hair and nails is suffering, but
yeah.
And this is why some people would say it's selfish. It's not. But I'm not willing to sacrifice those things right now.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. Well, this episode's moment mantra is, I am not defined by a clock, a ring, or a title. I'm defined by my wholeness as the woman I am.
Period.
Short, simple, and sweet.
And on point.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, that concludes part one of our series. What's it called?
The Dilemma of a Woman in Her 30s.
The Dilemma of a Woman in Her 30s. Please don't forget to comment, like, subscribe. Follow us on all platforms at Suburban Black Girl Pod. And if you want to email us at suburbanblackgirlpod@gmail.com.
Yes. And we've been getting more comments, like questions that people want to ask us. So honestly, next week we'll start, you know, saying the questions or just like wanting our feedback on what you guys are saying. So we've been seeing them come in lately, which is great. So definitely interested to kind of like tap into that.
No, seriously, please keep DMing us, emailing us, commenting with like your stories, your questions.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it keeps surprising me day after day what people identify with. But also we love to hear your stories. Like we just wrapped up the friendship episode a week or two ago, whenever that was. Mm-hmm. Like, send in your friend stories, send in your man stories, send in your work stories, please.
Let's talk about it.
Give us the tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.